For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Boy, my good morning came out even loud for even me. Woo! Anyway, good morning. Hope everyone's doing great out there. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. And thank you that you're loving these teachings. I'm loving these too. And the thing with this answered prayer, there's so much, you know, I've got notes galore and books on prayer. I love to pray. And there's so many variations and types of prayer. But what we're focusing on just for this week is answered prayer. And I've been listening to you, and so many of you want me to talk about God's will and faith. By God's grace, I'm endeavoring to get to those. But Andrew Murray gives these four bullets on answered prayer, and I just think they're very, very fabulous. And let me do a quick review. The overall umbrella, my brothers and sisters, to answered prayer is found in John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you'll ask what you will, and it's going to be done. The key for answered prayer is abiding in Christ. But abide, remember in the Greek, means to remain, to continue in, to dwell in, to live there. The Message Bible says, live in me. So we're not just going to God, knocking on the door, can you get this, can you get that, see you later. Forget it. I'm talking about answered prayer that comes as a result of this vital union between you and God. Communication, communion, living, the vine and the branch. So that's our umbrella to answered prayer. And so we're going through these four areas that you can pray in confidence once you're abiding. The first one was, we shared that, and these will be on the website, by you abiding, you now have this confidence or power that you're praying according to God's will. You're saying, man, I don't want my will. I want yours to be done. And you know how you know that's happening? Because you've been abiding. You're putting self down. You're inviting God's will to come in on the scene. Like-mindedness starts. So again, abiding's the umbrella. And four resultant blessings are, talk about we want answered prayer. You're going to be praying according to the will of God. Number two, because you're abiding, you're going to have this assurance that you're asking in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name isn't just a cute little phrase. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. You know, no, it's a powerful thing. When you've been abiding in God, you start to feel literally and recognize in your inner man the power that's coming when you say in Jesus' name. It's like this confidence, and it's an authority. It's not you, it's God. And he said, whatever you're going to ask in my name, I'm going to do it. And there again, if you say, well, I don't know, well, I want to make sure it's of him. If you've been abiding, that's our umbrella, it'll just rise up within you. And God will say, now do it this way. Say it in my name. Whatsoever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Isn't this powerful? Whew. All because you're living, you're abiding, remaining in Christ. Third thing that comes under that umbrella of abiding in Christ. Andrew Murray, abiding in Christ works in us the faith that alone gets the answer. See, again, intimacy with God. Abiding in Christ fashions or it forms the faith we need. John 15:5, without me, you can do nothing. I mean, really, even believing without God. So what you're doing by abiding, this is our third benefit of abiding, talking about we're going toward that answered prayer. When you continually abide, staying in God, remaining on the vine, faith starts to get developed. And you'll use that faith when you go to God with your petitions. You love it. I'm loving it. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.